holding here Eitz Chaim we saw last time. So Chaim and Chepara, Derech we saw also. And I think we're holding Umashama Kosakinir Mitzvah Torah or Derech Chaim Terasmus or Neged Mashkos B'chol Mokon Mayita B'cha. Is that where we're holding? Okay. So Umashama Kosov Kinir Mitzvah Torah or Derech Chaim Terasmus. Who Neged Mashkosov B'chol Mokon the Mayita B'cha Varachta Yomim. So over there it says in the Psukim it talks about Arichus Yomim. Ratzalei Meshilach Atoiva Gomor V'Atoivu Nitzchi Ke'oir Hu Atoiva Gomor K'mesh Amul Olm Yatzuchi Toiv. I think we saw this last time. V'Hu Oir V'Divir Musa Noisen L'Oram Achayim Sh'Arichus Yomim Sh'Mesulik Min Amisa De Musa K'mesh Izbaya V'Otma K'adei Ner Mitzvah V'Toyor Yagir Bo El Atoiv Hu Oir Atzofim Tzadikim K'ner Meir HaMitzvah V'Yoysim Izeh Atoira Shutoyb Ligamri K'atoyor Oir Varichus Yom Shan Nitzchis Adea Musa, Shemesalik Sodomena Misa, Letechochas Musa. Vispailacho Pirshakosuk in a mitzvah, Vetor Orde Chantras Musa. So he says here an Indian, he sort of encapsulates that in Ner Mitzvah Tor Orde Chantras Musa is something which is a, it's the Tamtzis of Olam Haba. In a sense that it's a toiv gomer and it's nitzchi. Really, the emes is that it's kemat the loshna Rambam. That the Rambam, when he speaks about olam haba, it's in Hilchas Tshuva, I believe. So he says that it's something which is. It's toiv. Let me see if I can get the lashon here. It's he says that it's a toiv that there's no. Here's the lashon. Hatoiv atzfun al tzadikim michayim haba. He achayim shein mo v'simohen v'atoiv sheini mora. Who shekasa b'toiv mayita v'chavarachte yomim. So Lemaisa, it's something that, first of all, the Rambam, so Rambam categorizes it as two things, being toiv and being forever. The Stam Ha'ara on the Rambam says, HaToiv HaTzun Tzadikim Michayim Haba V'Yachayim Shein Mo V'Simoyen, that's the first, and V'Atoiv Sheini Mo Ra. Lemaisa, in the Psukim, first of all, it's reversed. It says, Mayitav L'cho, and then V'Arachta Yomim. So in the Psukim, it first has Yitach and Arachta Yomim. Also in Seichel, let's say I would ask you, Reb David, I have a Gevaldika job offer for you. It comes with a lifetime contract. Are you interested? So you would say, it depends what. If it's the door catcher of the county, it might not be such a great idea. I mean, tell me first that I have a Gevaldika job for you to be this, that, or the other thing, and then tell me it's forever. Then the Rambam reverses it, which is interesting. The Mitzvah the Rambam, but the two things that he points out is it's toiv without ra, and it's arichus yomim forever. Are they like the minimum two properties of olam haba? It's true that it says in the pasuk leman yitavcha veharachte yomim. And what exactly? So first, let's take a look at what he means that it's kulei toiv and so on. In the Bria, we have things come together with opposites, and b'ta'arovus. So different chalakim of the Bria come together with the opposite. There might be a desert, and there's an oasis in the middle of the desert. There might be an ocean, there's an island in the middle of the ocean. In all the inyanim of this world, there's always a tarevis of alya v'koitzba. One might even Maybe it came because of other Marishans, Eitz Adas Toivura, or the very fact that in Gan Eden itself there was Eitz Achayim and there was Eitz Adas Toivura. So the Bria of Toiv doesn't exist in this world because there's nothing in this world that's Sholem, Mitzad Atzmoy. The only Chelik of the Bria that is total is Vayavdel Salikim between the Oyer and the Choshech. The Havdalah between Oyer and Choshech is absolute. Oyer has no Choshech mixed into it, and Choshech has no Oyer mixed into it. It's something which is a Shirish, like a type of Inyan, which doesn't have a parallel later on. Later on, there were mixtures of things. So when we're looking at the chelik of toiv that's pure, we're talking about oyer. The only dogma we have for something that is kuloi toiv is oyer. Everything else in the bria, there's toiv and there's not toiv, but there's also oyer v'chayshem shtam shebirvuvia. The vayavdal was to be mafkia echetimtze of oyer v'chayshem shtam shebirvuvia. So in most other inyanim of the world, there can be tarevis. So there are things that taste sweet, but they're not good for you. They taste good, they're not good for you. They're good for you, they don't taste good. Different configurations of tarevis. Even in terms of social conventions, it's nice everybody has their freedom. That's a good value, but you can't get anything done because everybody has a vote. The only things that one can categorize as being purely toiv is anything to do with Torah, where the Torah is magda this as being kulei toiv, and that's toiv. When we're talking about Olam Haba, we're talking about something that is the toiv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have wanted. And it requires two items. It requires that it be kuloi toiv, that there's no tarovis mitzad atzma, and it requires that there's no geder mitzad itzarichus, because anything that's temporary is already part of something else. Lamashal, if I tell you that during the vacation that you're going to have, there'll also be working days. So then the whole vacation is a working vacation. It's something which is goyder and magdir the whole mohus. So if we're looking for something which is going to be a me'ein olam haba dekemetzias, it needs to be tohor mitzad atzma and also tohor mitzad atzma, and it needs to be it needs to be not mixed in time. So it's not the pshat two nice features of olam haba. It's got air conditioning and it's got nice couches. It's the toiv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bestow on the bria that is reflective of his toiv. And since his toiv is pure toiv, and his toiv is kuloi toiv, so anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us that should be similar to that is also going to be kuloi toiv. So you have the ner, you have oyer of mitzvah and Torah, that's one, and Torah has a certain shleimus mitzad makoim. Just like the mashal that he used before, where somebody's walking along koitz and barkanim, so when he has the toiv, the oyer of the mitzvah, it's only where the lamp shines. Masha'in came when he's able to hook on to the oyer of the yoim. When the yoim comes, it's a kolish tikat toiv, so it's more toiv. And arichas yomim means that there's no siag of zman, and so that means it's also essentially toiv. So I've explained to you the pasuk of ner mitzvah ter'erv derechayim techachas musa. The techachas musa I would like to add something in terms of the Techachas Musa bringing the Derech Chaim. He doesn't say this. I'd like to add it. It fits well with what he says. First of all, the fact is that this is called Derech Chaim, like he says before, means that it's internally going to the right place. Like he explained before, that Derech is straight and Chios is something that's permanent. We spoke about it last time. He says Derech Eretz Nikra Derech because it's Ein Anoiteli Min V'Lesmoil Al Hoylech B'Yosha. So any Derech that goes for a reason, like Chazal saying Aved that's Tluya B'Dava, so when the Dava is Nigmar, the Av is Nigmar also. Let's first explain that, and then we'll come back to here. What does it mean, Ava Tluya B'Dava? You know, imagine a person goes out, he's dating a girl, and the girl is not interested in him, and the person says, well, I want you to love me for what I am. Well, that's exactly why I don't like you. But don't look at this. Look at what I am. Well, you are the sum total of what you're projecting. So the answer is, there are different layers of self, and I can pick on an outer layer and a more inner layer, and I need to focus on what you consider to be your mahus and make a decision if I like it or not. If I like you for what is your atzmius, so if you're a person who is good-hearted batsim, a person who has savlonis batsim, or any of those midas, so I'll never be disappointed because that's who you are. And it's not going to change because who you are doesn't change. But if it's the pshat because I like you because you some midah that has limitations to it, it comes and it goes, then it'll come and it'll go, and so let's say I like you because you're very, very polite and this and that, but if that's a little thing that you put on for formal occasions, once our relationship becomes informal, that's gone. So whenever I want to be boichein something to see how much of a kiyum it has, I need to be boichein. Is this nekuda be'etzem you or not? A very famous Besalevi in Iran. It's actually a Josh Iran that if you learn Torah l'shma, you zeicha to banim that are learning Torah. And the Besalevi asks why dafka l'shma. I mean, yoytze talmud Torah out l'shma. So he says that Yerusha to kids is all about what you are. And if a person is be'etzem a learner, his kids will be learners. If he's be'etzem somebody likes kavod, except that he found that being Rosh Yeshiva affords you the most kavod, his kids will pick up the tchunas and nefesh of kavod, but they might decide to become an opera singer, that's more kavod. Rabbi Levi says that's the pshat why Eliezer looked for midas more than he looked for deyas, because deyas, he said, are acquired understandings. They're not atzmis to you. Masha'in kein midos are very much atzmis, and that gets passed on. A very famous Rabbi Levi and so on. But I want to bring it apply it over here. The job of Musar vis-a-vis Talmud Torah. So let's say I'm giving somebody Musar to learn. So the Musar is what stimulates you to learn. So and that sort of puts the car on the track. It puts the train onto the track to go that direction. So let's say I come along to somebody and I give him Divrei Musa and I say, listen, if you're not going to learn, you could be an Amoritz and nobody will look at you. You'll be dirt, you'll be a Shmata. If you'll be a Talmud Chacham, people will look at you, people will be machsh of you, girls are going to want to marry you, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. If I'm a good enough salesman, I could probably get somebody to learn for that. But what's the track I've put him on? The track I've put him on is a track of looking for covet. It just so happens that it coincides greatly with learning. I remember I once heard from a Yerushalmi Yid, Reb Chaim Uri Freund, a very chashvid actually, very chashvid Talmid Chacham, but you know, he's a Yerushalmi, and that's his world. So he told me that there were once two bochim in yeshiva, Tana, sitting and learning Baba Kama, Mas'ebab Metzia, and one of them get to the Gemara, Lema Masis and Loike Sumchis. Meir Mishnah doesn't go like Sumchis. So the one of the Chavrusas said, who the heck cares whether the Mishnah goes like Sumchis or not? The kids said, you know, so obviously the Chavrusas were cut a very, very different cloth. One of them stayed learning and really was very misagea and got into learning. The other one popped out and did nothing much. And at the end, he became a waiter. That was, you know, the other one who was sitting and learning very stark became a chashev rav and became a dayan. And one day, they were sitting at some event and discussing a shaila, a chashev dayan, with some other people. And then his friend, who was a waiter, came over and asked them if they'd like a cup of tea. And then he took a look at this very chashev dayan, and he saw it's his friend who they had learned chavrusa with in Yeshiva Ktana, and look where he's gone. So he fainted. So after they revived him, his friend asked him, this guy said, why'd you faint? What happened? He said, I just realized that it does make a difference if the Mishnah goes like Sumchis or not. So what I was kind of, my take on the story was, in his world, somebody's not sitting and learning, he becomes a waiter. That's the only career opportunity. I mean, as an American, I could have told him the guy not sitting and learning went into business, became a big millionaire, and the other guy never had to knock on his door and ask for a donation. But Al Kaponim, if you tell somebody that the sitting and learning will get you covered or financial career or whatever it is, then that's the track you put him on, and that is a track that finishes at some place. When you realize there are other opportunities for covered or money, that's over with. He said before, he spoke about derech, that it's a derech chayim. Torah Smutz is a derech, it's chayim. It's something, a derech doesn't go yamin or smoil. Doesn't go off, it doesn't veer in any direction. In order for it to be a derech, the person needs to be someone who's going in the right in a right derech. So the chachas musa, when you give somebody musa, that's the hechitimtza to put the person on a derech that will go straight. It's the derech. This is a Yisrael Maral says in many places, a derech that goes either yamin or smile is doomed to peter out at some point. There's only one derech that goes forever. That's the derech Etz Chaim. There are many drachim that hug the same road for some distance, but at the end it always sort of sloshes off someplace. So the same train is taken by two people, but depending where you want to go to is whether you'll take the train till the end or not. So the need, the Teichachas Musa, puts the person on the right track for the learning, so that it goes on forever. Without that, it'll go off on your minus small, like it says before. Minus small means any bias that's not for the thing itself, not for the lishma, there'll be a parting of ways. So if I like you for any reason that's not your most central midah, then basically there will come a matziv where that midah will flake off. By the fact that it's not your atzmius, it means it doesn't last forever, and at that parting point it's going to flake off. So the Teichachas Musa, the Tzura and the Oifen of Teichachas Musa is what puts the person on the road to the Derech Etz Chaim. Any questions? Yeah.